Edgar Allan Poe remains one of the best-known American poets and writers, even though he died in 1849. Perhaps because so much of his writing involves themes of gothic horror, early science fiction, and detective crime, Poe's death remains surrounded in mystery. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Stephen Barry, the Amanda and Greg Gregory Professor of the Civil War era at the University of Georgia, will discuss Poe's life and death. The talk is the annual Timothy Donovan Lecture, co-sponsored by the Department of History at the University of Arkansas and the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the U of A. Steve Barry says tonight he'll discuss the last years of Poe, when he was consuming large amounts of alcohol.
And actually, that's what the lecture in part is about tonight, is what it meant to drink yourself to death in the grand age of temperance. Temperance was a reform movement of Poe's period that was, you know, more important, or at least had more card-carrying temperance advocates than you had abolitionists or anything else. So drinking yourself to death in that age was a really big deal. So at the time, that made Poe a sinner and a depraved soul and all of these other things. Now it makes him Jim Morrison.
Poe, in both life and death, became a frequent target of the temperance movement as an example of wickedly bad behavior. Stephen Barry is writing a book titled Jingleman, The Death and Times of Edgar Allan Poe. It examines the last few years of his life, after Poe became wildly famous for his poem, The Raven.
Well, once he published The Raven, I would argue that he's one of the most famous and then infamous poets in America. And I would argue that The Raven is one of the most famous poets in America. It was instantaneous sensation in 1845 when he published it. So by 1845, he's enormously famous, and by 1849, he's infamous and dead.
A previous Stephen Barry book, The House of Abraham, Lincoln and the Tots, A Family Divided by War, and his current work with Edgar Allan Poe were inspired by similar interests.
I had always been interested in Poe and Lincoln, going back to childhood, and they are interesting characters to set up to. They're both born in 1809. They're both technically born in the South, or at least raised in the South in Poe's case, and they're both depressives. And so what they do with their depression was enormously interesting to me. Lincoln is somebody who wrestled with the demons of depression and learned to feel other people's pain and then goes on to be this sort of transcendent figure during the Civil War. Poe is a different character altogether. All of the pain he feels, he wants to reinflict on other people.
Stephen Barry's lecture about Poe's last years and his death will begin at 6 tonight in Giffel's Auditorium in Old Main on the University of Arkansas campus. It is free and open to the public. The talk is the annual Timothy Donovan Lecture, co-sponsored by the Department of History at the University of Arkansas, along with the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the U of A. He spoke to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums this morning. A longer conversation with Stephen Barry will be on an upcoming edition of Ozarks at Large.